Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day. God bless you, and we hope that you've had a wonderful, wonderful, prosperous, and fulfilling day. We hope that everything went well in your life today and God was with you and he walked you through this day and guided you. And most of all, we gave thanks for the men and women who served in our country through the armed forces or for whatever they did for the United States of America. We just thank God for them today. We want to give a shout out to our partners, to our sponsor, Sister Beverly Beasley, Sister our minister, Sister Wanda Randall, and we want to shout out to everybody who's listening tonight, and thank you for taking the time to join us tonight on My Sister, My Friend. Tonight, we have some very, very, very good and interesting information to share with our sisters. Tonight, we have the Christopher Group, who is founded and by Miss Elizabeth Moffitt. She's a certified human resource person. Their company is of the business of processing and outsourcing and training and consulting for human resource, and she's been in the field for 20 years. She is certified professional coach and mediator. She helps clients connect with their employees in order to utilize these valuable resources to their fullest potential. I have also Ms. Sonia Paris, who is a part of that group, on the line with us tonight also. So I'm going to go ahead and ask Elizabeth Moffitt if you would go ahead and introduce yourself further and tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. I am so happy that you joined in. Happy Memorial Day. I am Elizabeth Moffitt, and you can find me on Facebook as Coach Liz Moffitt. I am the president and CEO of the Christopher Quinn Group, and the Christopher Quinn Group was named after our sons, Christopher and Quinn, and we've been in business since December 2004. The Christopher Quinn Group, as mentioned earlier, is a human resources outsourcing firm, and we provide human resources services like recruiting, onboarding services, training, outplacement, and a number of other things. We also become the human resources department for businesses that don't have a need to have an HR department. They just need the HR expertise, and so that's where we come in. And from a staffing standpoint, we provide temporaries and direct hires. I have 2 degrees in human resources, a bachelor's degree in human relations and business. I have a master's degree in human resources and training, and I'm a certified mediator through the state of Texas. So that's a little bit about me. I love learning, so that's why you hear so much about, you know, what I have as it relates to education. It's just important to me based on what I do. I love it, and so it's just brought me joy.
Amen. Well, my first question to you would be, what got you into this? Why did you see a need to provide services like this?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. I actually worked at a large church here in the Dallas area. And because of that, we got calls all the time from other churches and other small businesses wanting to know how we actually set up our foundation and how did we find people that would work for a small organization and stay. And so that it was, I stayed there about 5.5 years. And so it was just, you know, it was just faith. You know, and I just jumped out there and said, hey, it's time for me to do my own thing. And I've been doing a little bit of career coaching on the side, but that was the extent of it. But then I just went full blown into human resources, and it's just been so rewarding to be able to help the small businesses that don't have all of the resources, be able to have some of the same resources as the large organizations. So that's, to me, a privilege, and we just enjoy doing that. So that's how I saw the need.
Okay. Well, do you find that smaller businesses are more in greater need for your services than the larger one?
I wouldn't say so. That's just the niche that we decided to go into was the small to mid-sized businesses. But we do work with large organizations when it comes to employee development, when it comes to training and staffing and finding people to, fit that culture, because it's really important, and that's what we focus on, is making sure that we find the person that don't only have the skills, but they have the skills and the abilities to fit the culture of the organization. If they fit the culture, you'll get more out of them, and they'll work harder, and they'll stay longer. So that's one of the reasons that we chose small to mid-size, but the larger organizations have some of the same needs. So we work with all, but our niche is small to mid-size.
Wow, wonderful. Okay. So tell me about the services that you offer.
Wow, okay. Let's see. We offer temporary staffing. We do direct hires. We also provide onboarding services, which means that once we hire someone, we will teach them the culture of the organization and teach them the handbook so that they know what the policies and procedures of the organization are, what benefits the placement. And our placement helps an organization be able to help an individual if they have to lay them off, or if they have to let a person go if they're not a good fit. Then they can call us, and we take those individuals and we help them get back into the marketplace. We help them with their resume. We do coaching as it relates to interview coaching, job search coaching. So there's a number of areas that we focus on in the coaching field. So career coaching is another large part of what we do here at the Christopher Quinn Group.
Okay, wonderful. Sonia, I'm going to bring you in. Would you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, ma'am. Hello, audience out there. First of all, I just want to thank you for having a show. And also, I would like to also give a shout out and thanks to those who have served in the military for, Memorial Day for today. My name is Sonia Paris. I've been a short time ago. I had the awesome opportunity to meet Liz when I was, before I started, over a year ago, I had a chance to meet her and find out, about what she does. She's an awesome coach, awesome person with integrity. So had the opportunity now to start working for her. And what I do, she interviewed, spoke with me. I forget the term that she uses, but had the chance to see and hear a lot about the Christopher Quinn Group and what I do, business development. And what I'm responsible for is helping to go out with her or pick out other businesses that she's talking about, small to mid-sized businesses, and do an assessment, go out and see who needs the service, see how we can help them and help them grow. because we like building relationships. And one thing I know in working with her, one thing we pride in is making sure that we have met their needs, make sure we have the right fit for the company, the right culture, which she hasn't gone into, but just making sure that, because you're working in that workplace for so many hours in that company and that foundation, we want to make sure that we put the right people with the right company, you know, that they fit in with what you're wanting. So I do our business development and help with admin and events. And it's just awesome learning experience, along with her being my personal coach as well. So
all right,
that's a
wonderful
little bit about what I do, you know, with the company.
Okay. Well, Liz, I was just wondering if you would kind of break down some of the services that you offer, such as the coaching, the outboarding, the other specific services that you do offer to employers in order to find the right people and the right mix for their for the positions that they have for.
Okay. Yes, we with the coaching, the biggest part that we deal with is careers. We see people all the time that they go to work every day. They don't think about what skills and value they used or brought to that organization. So at the end of the day, they move on to something else, life, husband, home, children, whatever that might be for them, but they don't think about, okay, I used leadership skills today, or I used communication skills today. So when they come to us, they're at a point where we have to help them understand what their transferable skills are and help them to identify with the different types of jobs that they can use their skills to use their skills in. Now, the biggest part of helping someone is that they have to want to be a part of the process. If they don't want to be a part of the process or they're not in the process, then they're not going to grow from it. But we help them identify their value. So at the time that it's time for them to determine whether they want to accept a job or not, it's, you know, they know what their value is. They don't say it's negotiable. At that point, it's not negotiable. You know what you're worth. You know what you bring to the table. You know how you're going to impact that organization. So at that point, it's not negotiable. You know exactly what type of money you need, what type of benefits you need, and your total compensation package. You know what that needs to look like. So we give them back their we just give them back their courage. We give them strength, and, you know, they find strength in understanding who they are and why they were, you know, designed the way that they are designed. Everybody, we might be able to do some of the same things, but we don't do them all as well. So we figure out what the strengths of each individual is so that when they go on an interview, they know who they are. They know how to answer those questions because we've actually pulled that information out of them. And there's a lot of people that don't understand what a career coach is. And a career coach is someone who helps you get unstuck, because sometimes you just don't know which direction to go. We help you get on the right path. We help you set goals to reach the careers that you're actually looking for. So it's rewarding, and it's something that I've actually been doing for a long time. And I'm sure you've heard when people tell you if you want to know what your passion is, it's something that you would do without getting paid for it. Well, right. I worked in my sister-in-law's ministry for over 15 years, and she allowed me to be able to, you know, use my career coaching skills. And so it just helped me build who I was and the experiences that I have that I can share and impart to other people. So it's pretty gratifying.
All right. Well, my question is there a test that you give them, or do you take a list of their degree? Do they have to be degreed, or, you know, what is kind of the process in helping that person develop themselves to what they want to do, with seeing where their strengths are, what their skill sets are, and just mainly, you know, how do you bring that out of them?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really a lot of questions and just getting to know the person. I don't pressure them to for information, but I just ask the right questions. And I don't use the same technique on everybody, because the same technique doesn't work for everybody. One person I might have write a story about what they do, or another person may be, you know, forthcoming with being able to answer the questions that I ask them. Once I get that type of information, then I can start a path and show them how they can get to the next step. And I teach them to dream without limits, because we put limits on ourselves. I don't know why that is. I guess that's because we're human. But we actually teach them how to live without limits. And that means, if you know that you need to go and get more education, you don't start that question, you don't start that sentence with, oh, I need to go and get more education, but I don't have the money. We tend to find the money for what we want to do. So if you know that you need to, you know, have that education to get to the next step, then, and if you don't have the money, look for grants. Look for other ways to, you know, get what you need in order to get the experience. And sometimes we can volunteer and get the skills that we need.
Okay.
So it's going to be different for every person. They don't have to have a certain degree level or a certain education level. We work with executives who, you know, who just need help in time management. And if they need help in time management, then that's what we focus on. And so we draw and grow leaders all the time. It doesn't matter what level they're at. Because you can be a leader without being in charge of anybody or anything. Everybody can be a leader. And so I just, you know, that's one of the things that is very important that people walk away with, is that you don't have to be a supervisor or a manager or a director or a CEO to be a leader.
Oh,
I hope that answers your question.
Yes, ma'am. That's really interesting, because I was just sitting here thinking, a lot of us are intimidated or afraid to step out into a different path or a different career, because we know that we like doing something different than what we do, but we don't know where to get started. We don't know how to approach it or go for what we know. And so that is some of the things that you do, right? You train them to do, or help them develop in their area. Like I was wondering. I'm in the medical field, and I've done various positions in the medical field. But there, you know, sometimes I think that I want to go deeper or a little higher on the pole, and you would help me find out what my other interests are in the medical field, where I would be good,
absolutely.
Right? Okay, and so that would be by coaching, what you're calling coaching, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then you would find the facility or the employer that would have that opening for me to go into once I'm there, where you feel like that I can step into that.
To some degree. Now, we
okay.
do have some customers that have openings, and we help people that we have coached. We help them, you know, get into those jobs. But the main focus is to teach people how to fish, because this is not going to be the only time that they will be in this situation. Yes, once their coach, I'm always their coach, but you don't want someone to become dependent on you. And so we have individuals that come back. They might need additional coaching because they've gone into a different role, and that's different for them. But for the most part, it's quick questions that they have. They want us to review the job listing so that we can tell them or help them identify whether that's a good job for them to go into. And so we just start the coaching process over again if they need it. But if they don't, then we just answer the questions and, you know, allow them to move forward because they've already gotten the process down. And,
wow.
Again, the coaching is not just for degreed and educated individuals. It can be for anybody. College-degreed individuals. It could be someone seeking a promotion. It could be a first-time job seeker. It could be an entrepreneur. We've worked with entrepreneurs or C-level individuals that want to, you know, maybe stay with the same organization or move to a different organization or even start their own business.
Wow, that is marvelous. That is marvelous. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a whole lot of companies that you are in competition with or do you have a lot of, is there a lot of companies or groups like yours available to people?
There's a lot of companies that do some of the things that I do. They just don't do them the way that I do.
Okay.
So competition is healthy. And so we do shopping. We shop those organizations to see how they do things. And if it means that we need to change our approach, then we change our approach. Otherwise, we do really well with, you know, the gifts and talents that God has bestowed upon us. And it's just amazing to see people change and to see them, once they really get it, they just become a new person right in front of your eyes. It's just amazing.
Well, may I ask
Lashandra,
how many... Go ahead.
Oh, I have a question for Liz. She was talking about coaching, because I know that there are several types of coaching. If she could just kind of expound on the types of services as far as coaching that she offers, that would be great.
Okay. Yes, we have career coaching, which is helping individuals identify what their passion is. Sometimes we get into jobs for the money, and after a while, the money isn't enough to keep us happy and want to stay, you know, in a job. So at some point, your passion is going to come after you. And so we help you, you know, figure out what is it that is driving you on a daily basis for you to, you know, want to change, and why do you need that change? And we also do interview coaching where individuals are ready to, you know, go out and send their resumes out. And when they do, it's time, you know, to get called in and interview. Well, you have to be more than, you have to say more than just cliche things like, I'm a team player, I'm a good communicator. Those are, to me, cliche. So you have to be able to go beyond saying I'm a team player, because that doesn't set you apart from anybody else that's also considering themselves a team player. So we teach them how to go beyond being cliche. Let's see, what else do we do? As it relates
about
to
your
coaching,
resume,
yeah,
tell about
we
you
do.
Are a resume whisperer, or what you call it. Tell them about that.
I consider myself a resume whisperer. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Horse Whisperer, and he could understand what a horse was saying. Well, when I look at people's resumes, I can understand what they feel about each other, about themselves. If they don't feel good about themselves, then their resume is going to speak to that. And so when I talk with individuals and do a free consultation, I have them send their resume so that I can actually, you know, have it ahead of time and I can already read it. And so when I talk with them during the consultation, they're surprised to hear me tell them exactly how they feel and, you know, about their skills and about who they are. So we help them, we help individuals develop resumes. And our process and our approach is quite different from anybody else's because I don't just put together a resume just because they've been an administrative assistant or just because they've been a sales consultant. I have to spend 3 to 4 hours with that individual pulling information that I can put on their resume because this the resume is you on paper. And if it doesn't look good, then an organization doesn't want to hire you because that's how you're representing yourself. If your resume looks bad, they're going to think that, okay, if this person is going to represent themselves this way, they're going to represent my organization that way. So you may lose out just because your resume looks bad.
Wow.
So that's another service that we actually provide and help people understand how important it is to have the right person put together their resume or develop their resume. It's a marketing piece. If you were to go to Coca-Cola and they gave you a media package, or it's not going to have just, you know, scratch outs and different language on there that's not understandable. They're going to have a whole team that actually put that media package together. So that's what you want when you want to put your best foot forward with your resume. That is your marketing piece, and that might be your only opportunity to be seen.
Okay.
So you want it to be
and
the
also,
best.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
going
to pause right here and ask our caller. We have a couple of callers on the line. If they would like to ask any questions or make any comments to Ms. Elizabeth tonight or have any comments that they would like to share with us, or if they know of the Christopher Quinn Group, they can give them some accolades tonight. So at this time, I'm looking at 3220 or 1378. Would you have any comments or concerns tonight?
Hi, my name is Charmin Chilton at 1378, and I also
okay.
went through the Christopher Quinn about, I think, three years ago, and Liz
right.
was phenomenal. I was really at a crossroads as to what I wanted to do. And very much like she said, you know, how you just kind of put down, oh, this is what I really do. She really pulled some things out of me that I took for granted, and she allowed me to develop my task and performances that and achievements that, you know, you just kind of take for granted. You're like, oh, that's no big deal. But that is very important because, you know, employers want to see some of the accolades, some of the achievements that you've accomplished and your specific career, and she was very patient, and she was just she was really a blessing to me. Like I said, I was in a crossroads. I believe it was orchestrated divinely. She gave me some really good tips, interviewing tips as well, that has helped me to achieve another job that I'm going to be starting tomorrow. So all the information that she, all the information that she has provided me, I went back and reviewed it for my interviewing skills for this job that I'm going to be starting on Tuesday, and it was just vital. It's not like it was just this one-time thing, as far as okay, this is only for you know a year. This is the information she gave me was. Something that you could build upon and continue to take it because it was saying it was information that is valuable regardless of what industry you're in, or even to the point of it wasn't like, okay, the industry has changed, so you got to revitalize and redo everything. It was still concrete mm-hmm. information that could be utilized from 6 months from the time that you had your consultation up until 3 years, which is the last time I actually met with Liz. So she's, if you're mm-hmm. definitely interested in a career change or advancing your career, she will provide you some really good, solid foundation in getting you to the next level where you want to go. So, thank
wow.
you.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Very
thank
good.
You,
okay. Congratulations
so
to you, my friend, yeah. Who will be starting their new job on tomorrow. God bless you.
Yeah.
And,
thank you.
Many
I appreciate
thanks.
It very much.
Many thanks to go to Miss. Oh,
Liz,
she didn't got me excited.
Liz,
you done made me excited, girl.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that so if there are people who are interested in evolving where they currently are, I think Liz's organization, her company, her business will definitely get you to the next level.
Well, all right, sister.
So,
sister,
I have a question for you before you hang up.
I want to admonish the sisters that are listening by cyberspace. Please, 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 if you're looking for a job, if you just need some coaching, if you just really need to start over somewhere else, go see Miss Liz at the Christopher Quinn Group. She's going to give us her contact information in just a minute, but I have another question I need to ask her before I open up the line again for more questions and comments. Oh, excuse me. I got too excited. Okay. We have heard about the services that you offer for employers and employees. Now tell me, why should a business outsource their HR services versus just hiring an HR manager?
I would have to say that because of the different techniques that we have, I'm signed up with one of the largest human resources organizations in the world and has been for more than 15 years. So
okay.
I stay abreast of what's going on in the industry, what laws are changing, how the laws affect their organization based on the number of employees that they have. And so we've become very ingrained in the organization. So I would say the need is that we're able to put more into ourselves as an external organization than organizations typically spend on the internal resources. Because they get so ingrained in what's going on in the organization, they don't have a chance to get out and network. They will get an opportunity to go to job fairs, but it's more than just that. So we can actually, even if they had an HR manager, we can come alongside them and take some of the weight off of them as well. So that would be my reason for them to come to the Christopher Quinn Group. It's all about value. We don't charge for every minute that we talk to our clients, but they don't get any less, for us not charging much or more. We value our clients, we pray for our clients, and we just get involved to where if there are, conflicts, then we get in there and we help figure it out. So that's what I would say, value.
All right, value, wonderful, because you got a reputation to uphold, don't you? I know
yes, ma'am,
right.
Always.
Most definitely.
Right. Okay, well, I do have another question. Do you partner with any other companies?
Let's see, do I partner? No.
Okay.
We collaborate
okay.
with other organizations. So. Mm-hmm. There's a number of small businesses, and if it's a service that I can, my company can't provide, then I already have a collaborator that can take that service on and service that client, you know, better than I can, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, a small group that, you know, that's what we do. We're all about pleasing the customer and making sure that they get what they need. So I wouldn't say partnership. I would say collaborators.
Collaboration. Okay. Collaborator. Okay. Well, tell me about your Career Click.
Okay. Career Click. Career Click is our way of giving back to the community. Even though we, you know, have services that we do one-on-one with individuals, and we do class-style coaching as well, we like to be able to give back to those individuals who, you know, may not have, you know, the funds or the resources. We give them a lot of information through CareerClick, and it's free. So every first Monday, we're at Kaya Ministries, Come As You Are Ministries, the first Monday of every month. And the third Monday of every month, we're at Friendship West Baptist Church. So we show up there. Sometimes there's two people, sometimes there's 10. But whoever's there, we don't skimp on the information. We give them good information that they can walk away, they can build their resume. We bring in recruiters that actually have jobs that they can actually talk to. We do interview role plays. And so there's a lot of things that they can actually get through coming to Career Click. And it's a way that individuals can network, and you may have heard that over 80% of people get jobs based on them knowing someone else.
Somebody.
That's the best way of getting, you know, into a job, because if you just send if you sit in front of the computer and you're sending 50 to 60 resumes a day and you don't hear from anyone, it's disheartening. And your spirit is crushed. And so when we bring them in, we're talking about, you know, how to do a face-to-face interview, how to be successful at job fairs. Because when you have a job fair, you've got a lot of people just coming in. But you have to find a way to stand out. And so we help them identify what it is for them that's going to help them stand out. So that's what Career Click is. So you can find information on our website at ChristopherQuinnGroup.com. We have Facebook at Coach Liz Moffitt and Career Click on Facebook.
Career Click. And so go ahead and just give us all of that good contact information so we'll know how to get to you.
Okay. All right. Well, our phone number is 214-944-1472. Our email is info@Christopher@QUINN group.com. And you can find us on Facebook under Coach Liz Moffitt, Christopher Quinn Group, and Career Click. And that's CLIQUE.
Okay.
And the other social media as well.
Yep, that's what I was going to tell her. I see that you're with Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and everybody. you don't miss nobody.
No, ma'am.
Give us your info about Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn. Because I'm not savvy, I'm slow, okay? I'm not there yet.
Yes. Okay. You can find us under Christopher Quinn Group or Elizabeth Moffitt. And on the Twitter, it's CQ Group.
Okay. Wonderful.
And I'm not sure about Instagram. Sonia, do you know Instagram?
It's under
Coach Liz Moffitt.
It's Coach Liz Moffitt.
Okay. That's Instagram.
All right. Wonderful. So you guys, the social media covered, huh? Wonderful, wonderful,
yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. I'm excited about that, too. I'm going to learn how to do some of that one day. Some Instagram and some Twitter. Okay? But my next question to you is the pricing on your services. Can you explain or give us a little breakdown about how you price or your charges or whatever? How's that
uh-huh.
going?
I'll start first with the human resources outsourcing. It'll really depend on the number of employees that they have, because that'll have a lot to do with the number of laws that we have to keep up with and how it affects the organization. Now, we start out with just HR consulting. If they just want HR consulting, then, we're here as a resource that they can call and they can ask us questions. We can give them a recommendation, and then they can move forward according to their own desire. So it's really just on call. Then we have where we take on the HR management part, where we actually manage their human resources. So that's a lot more responsibility. And so, of course, we also have that broken down based on the number of employees. And, you know, we go through, we do an audit to determine what they have in place, like employee handbooks, policy and procedures. We put together processes that make it seamless for them so that, you know, if someone wanted to request time off, it's just one smooth, swift, and it's all taken care of. So that's how we break down the cost for an organization for human resources, and it really depends on what they need. Because we don't go in trying to sell anybody anything that they don't need. If they don't need HR management, then we will just give them HR consulting. And then when it comes to coaching, that's pretty extensive as it relates to the number of services that we offer. If they just wanted career coaching, then that might encompass a bit of everything. But then we can split that out and just do interview coaching, or we can just do job search coaching, where we teach them how to find their own job based on their skill set. And that keeps individuals from having to apply for so many different jobs.
Okay.
Because as a recruiter, when I call someone and they ask me, who are you, because I sent out so many resumes, well, to me, that's kind of a slap in my face, because you didn't do any research on my organization to let me know that you are interested. You were just sending out your resume, which does neither one of us any justice, because now I've got to educate you on the job that you applied for. I've got to educate you on the organization that I'm recruiting for, and then I've got to sell you on whether you would be a good fit or not. And so I'm having to do all the work just because they sent their resume in. So that's another piece, helping them limit the number of jobs that they apply for, helping them research the organization so that they can find out some information on their own. Is this a company that I really wanted to work with? Is this a company that I can grow with? So a number of questions are asked during that process. So
as we go through the process and we figure out, okay, you're not going to need this service, then we're going to cut back on their pricing. So we also have payment plans, and they get a discount if they, you know, allow us to do auto draft on their account on a monthly basis. So we try to make it to where it's palatable and it's affordable for them, and they can still get what they need in order to be successful and realize their full potential. Because realizing your full potential is really, really critical. When I was, you know, in corporate America, our bosses were responsible for helping us to grow. Everybody's so busy now and looking out for themselves, nobody has time to help you grow in the organization. So you have to be strong enough to step out and say, okay, I need some help. This is where I'm trying to go. Can you help me get there? What is it going to take for me to get there? So you have to start asking yourself those types of questions. And so when you don't ask yourself those types of questions, then we get involved and we start asking those questions. We ask those at CareerClick. And so it makes people think, wow, is this really what I want to do? Is this why I'm so stressed out every day? Is this why I don't want to get up and go to work every day? Sometimes we just grow out of our jobs. And we don't know it. We just become miserable and don't know it. Wow. So the pricing is going to depend on what they need.
Okay.
So now, they what just is call the, in, Lashandra, for.
Okay.
They call in for a consultation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everyone that calls in. Yes, ma'am. Everyone that calls in gets a free 20 to 30 minute consultation, and based on that consultation, we, you know, help them identify exactly what services they need. Again, keeping them from, you know, paying for something that they don't need. Some people come in, they're more advanced than others, so we just want to help them where they are and move forward.
Okay. All right. Well, what is the minimum process time from, say, from beginning to the time that they're ready to be released into the job search or the final coaching or something like that?
Okay. What's important is that when people come, they're not ready to jump ship right that moment. You know, we work with a lot of individuals at different age groups. And so if you're 35, it took you, you know, a good 20, 35 years to get the way you are. So it's going to take us more than a week to change your mindset. So we ask people to commit to at least 3 months so that we have an opportunity to change their mindset and to, you know, help them think differently. Because some people come and they're broken and, you know, we can do only as much as they will allow us to do. I've had situations where I've had, you know, an individual that, you know, she came, she talked about her job so much that I couldn't get through to her that day. So I sent her home. I said, you're paying me to come and complain about your job. So go home. Here's some things that you can do until we meet again. And so when she came back the next time, she had those things done. She was ready to go, and we were able to move forward. But when I identify that you can't move forward, then I'm going to halt it because I'm working too hard at that point, and we're getting nowhere.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's really good to know, because then you won't know that you're wasting their time, your time, and their money, so that you can give them the insight on where they need to be and what steps that they need to take before they see you the next time. I admire you for that. That's very genuine, because, see, I hate to come in there and then be talking to you and spending my money, and you ain't helping me. I mean, that's just human, you know, human nature there.
Yes.
You ain't going to help me, don't take my money, girl.
Yes, I've got some family on the phone, so they know we were raised right, so.
Okay, well, praise God for that.
I
really appreciate that, and I really appreciate you giving the people who you are in contact with that opportunity to tell them that, hey, this is what you need, this is the route you should go, this is what we're going to work on, you know, because a lot of people don't get that opportunity. They don't understand that it is a process, and like you say, you can get wore out at a point, you can outgrow your job at a point, and you could be ready to move on to do something else, and you bring that out of them, and you help them develop that, and that's a very admirable quality that you provide for them, and I really applaud you for that, because I've never heard of a company or a group doing that. To me, they just want laborers. They're going to pay you, you go on about your business, you know. You work for them for so long, and you get tired, and then you go somewhere else, and you didn't ever know why you was working for them. You were only working really for the money, but you really didn't like what you was doing. And you develop in them what they need to stay and be happy at what they're doing. And that's I applaud you for that. That is marvelous. That's the first time I've ever heard that before, and I think that's great and admirable, Ms. Moffitt.
Thank you.
I really do. I thank God for you coming on tonight and talking to us about this. And once again, I need you to go ahead and give us your contact information. You know what? I wanted to know, where are you located? Where's your office?
We're in Duncanville.
Oh, okay.
We're in Duncanville. And so we go out. We don't always meet clients here in Duncanville. I go to North Dallas, Plano, Mesquite, wherever. And so we meet our clients. You know, we can meet them halfway. We can do phone coaching. So it really depends on where the client is.
Oh,
we want to make it as convenient as possible, and we want to make it comfortable. Because building that relationship with your coach is really, really key, because you're going to be sharing a lot of confidential information. So that comfortability is paramount.
Okay, well, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That that makes you feel more comfortable and more accessible to the person that you need to be in contact with, because just going to an office and sitting up and looking around, you know, and not feeling welcomed, or the environment is not kosher to, you know, making you feel secure about what you're finna do. And what you're spending, you're going to spend your money on. So I like that approach. That's a big. Well, you got this thing going on, don't you, girl? You do have. I like it. I like it. It is so marvelous.
You.
And if you were going to leave something with our listening audience on tonight, what would be your takeout?
I would say continue to invest in yourself, no matter what that is. It could be spiritually, mentally, physically, but invest in yourself. And investing in yourself doesn't always mean money. That means that you need to find a way to be whole. And if you find yourself to where you're not mentally prepared then you're going to pull on the spiritual and the physical more so. And so what you have to do is find a way to have all three of those in balance, your mental stability, your physical stability. So physically, do something that's going to, you know, get your juices running, keep you in health. And that doesn't mean you got to go and walk 3 miles every day. Just go and take a stroll and enjoy, enjoy life and enjoy the outdoors. And then spiritually, you should be somewhere connected with a church or ministry or finding a way to meditate and listen to scripture. There's a lot of ways now that you can actually listen to scripture and just, you know, find a place that you can just get quiet so that your mind is not always racing. And so once you find yourself in that place where your mind can settle, oh, my God, you just find a level of peace that you have not experienced before. And so that's what I would leave you with today.
Amen. Wonderful. And I see you got a little Jesus in there, don't you? I like that. Okay. That's what's gonna help us through. Okay, that's what's going to help us through, you know, because a lot of us don't know how to meditate or, you know, relax and chill out and think about doing something for ourselves. We always on the go, and we don't ever stop to meditate on God's goodness and his grace and his mercy before we go into something and then after we get into it. You know, we don't do that, and he has given us that. So, because we can always lean and depend on him, first of all.
Yes.
That's what that is. But before I go into that, you are your clients, how do I say this? Have you run across a lot of Christian clients or spiritually based clients, employers, anything like that? Do you, you know, do you just do everybody? I mean, I know you just probably you know, our types of people, but
we do quite a number of nonprofit organizations like ministries and churches, but we also have small businesses that are for profit as well.
Wonderful. Well, it has certainly been a pleasure talking to you ladies tonight. I've just gotten excited about what God is doing in your business, in your group, and I'm going to call it a ministry because that's what I believe it is, because God has given you that gift and that talent
to use
for his people. So I am really admiring and admonishing what you do. I love it, and I thank God for my dear sister, Janice Gilmore, who was at one of your, I think you were at some workshop or at employment. Yeah, and she gave me your name and your number, and Sonia called me because I was getting ready to call Sonia. But I want to thank her for putting us together tonight with this wonderful information. And I also wanted to ask you to mark your calendar for October, I believe it's the 22nd. It's going to be the last Saturday in October. My sister, my friend, usually has a women's conference during that time, and we're putting together some workshops and some information tables, and wherever you feel that you might want to fit in, feel free to join us that day. We're going to have our planning meeting in a couple of weeks, so I will be getting with you and letting you know how we're going to structure it and what we're going to do. But I want all of your listening audience, all your friends and loved ones and cousins and neighbors and all those people that's listening in on the phone tonight to know. because they didn't come on by. Come on by. We will be giving more information. Miss Sonya, we will be talking live when the next when you get a chance, we'll get together and do some of that health education stuff that you're going to give me. We're going to get to our students on this line, on this computer tonight. And anything else, and I was going to open the line, but I can still open the line to if there's anyone listening, do they have any questions? Don't worry about that time stuff. if you have any questions or comments or concerns that you would like to share with
Coach Liz Moffitt. Coach Liz, that's what we call her.
Okay. I can put that out there in existence for, okay? In the atmosphere. And you know what God does, okay? But anyway, Coach, can you, is there anyone that has any questions on the line tonight? Okay, without further ado, if there's no more comments, Sonya, do you have any comments or questions or anything you would like to say tonight? Okay.
Of course, I just want to remind everybody that they could reach Coach Liz Moffitt. Reach us with Christopher Quinn Group at 214-944-1472. You can also visit our website at www.christopherquinn.com. Christopher Quinn with two N's group.com. You can also reach us on social media with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, and that's either under Coach Liz Moffitt. You can reach us under the Christopher Quinn Group or Career Click. And just follow us. Go ahead and like our pages. And we appreciate you so much, Ms. LaChandria, for having us on the air.
You are certainly more than welcome, and I thank God for you tonight, and I wish you prosper in everything that you put your hand upon,
God.
That God would lead you and guide you in the direction that he'll have you to go to help his people. Okay?
Praise God.
So,
thank you.
If you don't mind, Coach Liz, our tradition is that our guests pray us out. Will you do that for me?
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
All right.
I would
go ahead. All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you one more time for this day, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity to bless someone tonight, Lord God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for our armed services who have sacrificed so much for us to enjoy the freedoms that we do on a daily basis, Lord God. And we just thank you for our families and our friends that called in tonight. We thank the ones that had the desire but was not able to do it tonight, Lord God. But we just thank you so much. We pray, Lord God, that you will just remove all illness from anyone that is feeling any way other than amazing. And we just love you and we thank you. And I just want to say a special prayer, Father God, for Miss Lewis for making all this happen. We know that this was probably a busy day for everybody, but you took the time to make this all happen. And we just love you and thank you, Miss Lewis, for all that you're doing. And may God just bestow some amazing blessings upon you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank God. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless each of you. I hope tomorrow and the rest of your week is a glorious and joy-filled week. Don't let nothing take your joy away from you. And thank you, my sister, on my daddy's side. And I'm talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? All right. God bless you. Love you. Have
God
a great evening. All right.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.